Joining me in the studio is Chief John Pitcher from the Florence Police Department. And last week, some information came out about more scams that have just made light in our community. And you know, I don't know if it's targeting a certain age group or a certain percentage of the people here, but tell me a little bit about what's been happening as far as on the scale here in Florence.
Right. We always have some, but we had one recently where somebody has spoofed our phone number. So they call an individual, it comes up Florence PD, and then they've learned a name of one of our or several of our members of our department. They give that name, so that makes it look like we're telling them to cooperate with these people and do what they say. So they put themselves off as an office of the Attorney General, so it's kind of like Inspector General, but it sounds like it's with the Attorney General's office. And then that person tells them, you got to do this, you got to do that, because your Social Security account has been used to make these fraudulent purchases and your account's in danger. And they ended up getting thousands of dollars from this one community member because he followed through with what they said. These people they're very convincing. This is what they do. And we just want people to know, take a minute. Don't do anything immediately. There's no government agency that's going to say you have to do this right now and walk you through the steps to get your money to send to them. Just stop, do your research, call us, look online, call a legitimate number, and that will protect you.
I also think that it's important to recognize that it doesn't matter whether it's a $5 increment or a $10,000 increment. Once they have your personal information, they can do other things with it.
Yeah, they'll get credit cards in your name, they'll make purchases in your name. It's money and information that they're after. And if they can get the money or the information, that's how they make all their money, and that's what they want. And they'll ruin your credit. You'll be fighting your banks forever because of what they do to you.
And it's interesting, too, is that there are YouTube guys out there that are scamming the scammers, but during their videos, they actually tell you how you can spoof a number.
Right.
And it's like, you know, it's almost like, hey, you know, let's get a whole new generation of people doing this kind
right.
of stuff.
Yeah. You know, you can look up anything on the internet and learn how to do it. Yeah. And it doesn't surprise me that somebody's putting out there how to spoof a phone number.
And with this new chat thing, apparently you can find out information on just about anything, give you detailed instructions on how to do stuff like that.
Right.
Not that we're telling anybody to do that. No,
we don't want them to, but people know this. Yeah. You know, you can look anything up and it'll tell you how to do it. So we have to take the steps to protect ourselves.
Now, that's not the only scam that has been around. What are some of the other things that are happening in our community?
Well, especially this time of year, there's always going to be the tax scam where somebody saying they're the IRS, they're getting hold of you because of all these problems with your taxes, and you have to send this type of money. And it's scary when the IRS says they're going to come after you. It's a scam. Take your time. Again, the IRS is not going to tell you, you have to go to your bank right now and send this money, and I'm going to instruct you how to do it. The IRS is never going to do that. We get the Social Security scams all the time. There's a fear that there's an advertisement scam going on, and these are more in person, and they'll show up. They'll say they're going to do. You know, you'll buy some advertising for them. They'll put them out in some type of publication, and then that never happens. And then they draw it out, and they come up with these excuses. And what they're trying to do is make it so it's not criminal, it's civil, and the people will have to sue to try to get anything back. And kind of takes the law enforcement out of it. But their intent the whole time is to defraud them.
So it's almost like they're trying their best to not produce what they're saying they're going to produce, when at the same time continuing to promise to produce.
Yes, exactly.
Wow, that's a thing. You mentioned something about electricity, too.
Yeah, recently we've had several phones, people within the community, they've been called, and it's somebody who says they're within an electric company. They haven't said PUD, but they say this electric company, and they say it fairly quick, and they're going to cut off your electricity unless you immediately pay this. You know, everybody I've talked to, they've taken the time, they've called PUD, and PUD, Central Link of PUD has said, no, this is not us. We're not cutting off your electricity. But if you don't take that time and you listen to them, you're going to send them your money, and they're going to get your account, they're going to get your money.
And they're very convincing the way they do that. I mean, they're very practiced at this. This is not something that they just decided to do on a whim, right?
Right. They target numerous people at a time. So this is what they do all day long. And again, you get a few people to fall for it, you've made your money and you're okay. So they're very good at this. They can pull at your heartstrings. You know, they can make you think you've won something. So they're you know, taking advantage of somebody thinking, oh, here it is, I finally won $1 million. And then they want you to pay all the fees and all the taxes for it. And then you never get the money. And then they use the fear factor with IRS, the police, the courts, whatever they can do to try to get somebody to say, oh, I have to do this or I really need to do this.
We had a similar incident in it with a family member of ours that got a phone call from his grandson, But it wasn't his grandson.
Right.
He's in Florida. He's had a bad wreck. He needs money to get, you know, bills paid and get his car working again. And luckily, you know, they called up and called mom and said, is your son in Florida? And she's like, no.
Right.
You know, so
right.
It's like, you know, they took the time to make sure that it wasn't. But, you know, I can understand how that could be convincing sometimes.
Yeah. And they'll do the where a grandson or some relative has been put in jail. And they'll either call trying to say they are that relative or a friend of that relative. They need bail immediately. They need bail immediately to tug at the heartstrings.
Yeah.
And again, just like your family did, take the time. Call your family member, you know, yeah. Find out where they really are.
Well, and shouldn't it be, I mean, I guess maybe, you know, looking back at it, you know, you'd think, but if someone's asked to, like, go get a gift card or purchase or a Visa card, something like that, that should be an immediate red flag.
It should be. And gift cards are the new thing for a lot of these scams because they're untraceable, you know, and you can spend them anywhere and do anything with them. So if anybody's asking you to get a gift card, that has to be a big red flag. Like you said, And they find new scams all the time to do, but they're always come down to, we want your money, we want your information. And a lot of times it's with these gift cards or in your cash, or they get your bank account numbers, your phone numbers, your driver's license numbers, your social security number, and then they get all that they can get. They can do everything with that.
And there's email scams as well. They mm-hmm. can do that through the email stuff. Yeah.
Yep. There's a lot of email scams, phone scams, a few in person, not as many in person because it's easier to catch them, but kind of like with the advertisement, they put it off like they're actually going to do the work. So most of them are through the phone or through the emails.
And let's make it clear. The police department does not mind getting calls and asking questions.
Not at all. Call us immediately if you want to. If you can't, if it's you get this email in the middle of the night or the middle of the evening or the phone call and you can't call the company to even make sure, but you want to know right now, call us immediately. Hang up and call us. And you can call us any time of the day, of course, but especially when the other agencies that they're pretending to be aren't open. Call us. We can look into it 9 times out of 10. If you think it's a scam, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be a scam.
Right, and you probably already heard about it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Normally it's not the first one or the only one that's going to happen in our area.
But the important thing is to reach out and talk to somebody who can help you decipher what's going on.
Right. It's the most important thing is stop, slow down, take your time, and confirm. Call us, call the company, or call the agency that they say they're going to be, and we can tell you whether it's a legitimate call or a scam. I had one just the other day where somebody put themselves as a marshal's office, and they called this person saying, hey, we know that you have sent things down to California, Mexico, and there's questionable activity there. And this person obviously never did that. So, you know, they called me, they know me. I told them, I said, this is going to be a scam. But if you're worried at all, call the marshal's office in Portland and confirm if you have any fears at all. But I'm telling you, I think it's a scam, but call the marshal's office. And I'm sure it was.
Hmm. Has there ever been any attempt to set up a sting for some of these people, or is it just too random to be able to?
There's really no way to track them. I mean, I've had these calls at my house where, you know, I try to play the game with them, and I don't get anywhere.
Right.
And then you can't track them. You know, if you try to do the phone trace, it comes up untraceable. If you're trying to track where the emails all goes, they bounce around to hundreds of different locations, and most times it's overseas.
Hmm. So if it sounds too good to be true, it's probably not. And if it sounds too bad to be bad, it's probably not.
Exactly. And again, I always tell them, just stop, take your time, and confirm. Don't do anything immediately.
Chief John Pitcher, thank you so much. It's good information to get out there, and that's why I wanted to have you in, because even if we did a story a day, it wouldn't be enough to stop what's going on.
No, because these are never going to stop. They're always going to be there. But thank you for having me. We just want to protect our community and our citizens and their hard-earned money.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we'll speak to Melanie Hurt from Crow about SpongeBob the Musical here on Coast Radio's Our Town.